prospects for a new round of peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians are few, but commentator Charlotte Stout hopes the parties will be inspired by an unlikely protester who has stood up to be counted.
Several days ago, after recovering from near-fatal stomach flu, a 5-year-old from Tel Aviv named Natasha began walking upright. This would hardly be heart-stopping news for anyone but the girl's family, were it not for the fact that Natasha is a macaque monkey living in an Israeli zoo. While monkeys tend to alternate between walking on all fours and standing upright, Natasha may be the first monkey observed by humans to walk solely on her hind legs, as in absolutely perpendicular to the earth. This simian chick has better posture than most people in my yoga class. Zookeepers are baffled. Some theorize Natasha's new stance is the result of brain damage sustained during her illness, but they're wrong. No, there's only one explanation for this Israeli monkey's new position. It's a political statement. With Ariel Sharon refusing to negotiate directly with the Palestinians, Yasser Arafat again showing his total lack of management skills, and world leaders unable even to agree on what country to hold the latest peace talks in, Natasha has formed a powerful activist group of one. None of this see no evil, hear no evil business for this Middle East monkey. She's taking things onto her own 2 feet. Natasha offers a bold image for the future. She's been to the edge of annihilation and returns with one simple imperative: to evolve, to be more than she ever thought she could be, to stand up for good sense. Her walk around the monkey pen says, "What, you think we're so different, man and macaque? I can make an evolutionary leap. Now show me what you've got." Actually, both humans and macaque monkeys are classified by scientists as weed species, crabgrass creatures capable of surviving anywhere on Earth. Other indestructible weed species include pigeons, rats, and suckerfish. Besides, as researchers who really respect monkeys can tell you, it's time to stop underestimating the simian brain. Last year, monkeys moved a robotic arm by mental commands alone. They've mastered elaborate video games, often better than humans born before 1982. Not only do macaques recognize their relatives from photographs, they also boast an instinctual daycare system that would shame most American corporations. And they do all that with a brain no bigger than a plum. Given the grapefruit size of human cerebral matter, can't we too step forward into a more evolved vision of species possibility? As world leaders seek an appropriate location for a Mideast peace conference in October, perhaps they should consider meeting at the zoo near Tel Aviv. Who knows? They might just learn something from Natasha and her 2 hind legs.
Charlotte Stout is a writer. She lives in New York.